Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports here this morning, starting off with high school football, last night, the game we had for you here on KJN up in Harlan at Merrill Field, it was Atlantic jumping out to an early 7-0 advantage, but Harlan was able to quickly strike back, and they raced down to a 49-14 win last night over the Trojans as the seasons come to a close there for those two teams, and Atlantic finishes the year with a 1-8 overall record. Also in Class 3A District 7 last night, it was Carroll with a 49-21 win over Creston Orient Maxburg in a district championship showdown. Both teams were previously unbeaten heading into the game. Creston did suffer some injuries with their star running back Chase Schiltz being examined with a knee injury late in that contest. We'll have to wait and see on his status as they head into the postseason. Glenwood was a 44-14 winner over ADM as the Rams needed a win to help their chances try to get into the playoffs with a wild card berth, and they had things happen for them that worked out that way. They are going to be in. We'll run down all these qualifiers for you coming up in a moment as well. Winterset was a 42-3 winner over Denison Schleswig last night. In Class 2A District 7, South Central Calhoun beat East Sac County 49-6. It was Shenandoah 50-34 over Clarinda. Kemper Catholic beat Southeast Valley 31-20 as the Knights take the district title. Southeast Valley ends up being one of the wild card teams in 2A. Underwood was a 21-7 winner over Red Oak. In Class 1A District 7, OABCIG beat Trainer 36-6. IKM Manning was a 48-21 winner over Tri-Center. HSDW beat Missouri Valley 37-15 as the Vikings punched their ticket to the playoffs. Logan Magnolia was a 68-22 winner over ACGC as they close out their district title. In Class A District 7, St. Albert, a 17-0 winner over Griswold. That was by forfeit, so that's the default final score. Martinsdale St. Mary's was a 41-6 winner over Nottoway Valley. Earlham, 61-6 over Southeast Warren. And Southwest Valley was a 36-7 winner over Riverside. In 8-man District 6, Wayne beat East Union 48-26. Lenox topped Lamoni 46-38. Murray 60-18 over Mormon Trail. And Bedford 54-42 over Stanton. So that shook things up in that district. All East Union needed to do was win to get in. But they fall to Wayne. So they bump down in what ends up being a tie three ways. Bedford, with the win over Stanton, became the district champion. And then it was Stanton, Lenox, and East Union all in a battle with point positioning, and it was Lenox who ended up getting enough points to pick up the second spot in that district, so they get into the playoffs. In 8-man District 7, Sydney was a 58-6 winner over Clarinda Academy. Exira EHK beat East Mills 52-11. Fremont Mills wrapped up their district title run with a 59-12 win over Cam, and Knights are top-rated in the state. And Essex was a 76-20 winner over Woodbine. In 8-man District 8, it was Arweva knocking off Audubon 34-28, and that helps the Rockets punch their ticket to the playoffs. Were they to have lost that game, it would have been Coon Rapids Baird that gets in. As it works out now, Audubon becomes the district runner-up, and Coon Rapids Baird gets left out, even though they only had one loss on the season to Audubon. They are left out of the playoffs. Coon Rapids Bear did pick up a 70-16 win over Glidden Ralston last night. Charter Oak Ute 69-20 over River Valley. And Booyer Valley was a 45-8 winner over West Harrison there in 8-man play. So that, and then at the end of the night, determined who all the qualifiers were for the playoffs. They released those qualifiers just before midnight last night, and then now the official pairings on what the games will actually be and how the bracket sets up will be announced coming up later on this morning at 10 o'clock. So we'll know all those details later on this morning after they have that selection show. And taking a look at the teams that did qualify, though, in 8-man, in District 1, it's Harris Lake Park and Newell Fonda. District 2, Turkey Valley and AGWSR. District 3, Central El Cater and Don Bosco. In District 4, Midland and Iowa Valley. In Central 5, or District 5, it was Twin Cedars and HLV. District 6, Bedford and Lennox. District 7, Fremont Mills and Exira EHK. And District 8, Arweva and Audubon. So those are your qualifiers in 8-man. In Class A, Class A through 3A will also include a third team in some districts because those are the wild card teams that got in. There are two wild cards that got in each of those classes because there's only 7 districts. So in Class A, it was out of District 1, West Sioux and Akron Westfield. District 2, Bishop Garrigan and South O'Brien. District 3, St. Ansgar and West Hancock. District 4, East Buchanan, Wapsie Valley and Lisbon. District 5, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, Hudson and BGM. In District 6, Montezuma and Linville Sully. And District 7, St. Albert and Earlham. In Class 1A, out of District 1, Western Christian, Hinton, and West Lyon. In District 2, Denver and South Winneshiek. District 3, Bellevue, Clayton Ridge, and West Branch. In District 4, Iowa City, Regina, and Sigourney, Keota. In District 5, Pella Christian and Pleasantville. District 6, Van Meter and Madrid. And in District 7, Logan Magnolia and AHSTW. Van Meter, by the way, did beat Madrid last night to win that district title there. In Class 2A, District 1, Boyden Hole Rock Valley and Central Lyon GLR. Also in District 2, Crestwood and New Hampton. District 3, Dyke, New Hartford and Roland Story. District 4, North Fayette Valley and Union. District 5, Mount Vernon and Williamsburg. In District 6, it's PCM, Central Lee, and Centerville. And in District 7, Kemper Catholic, South Central Calhoun, and Southeast Valley all getting in. In Class 3A, District 1, Storm Lake and Sergeant Bluff Luton. District 2, Webster City and Boone. District 3, Xavier, Benton Community, and Waverly Shell Rock. And District 4, West Delaware and Assumption. In District 5, Solon and Oskaloosa. In District 6, Pella and Norwalk. District 7, Carroll, Creston Orient, Maxburg, and Glenwood. And then in Class 4A, the qualifiers, and these are all just champion and runner-up because there are 8 districts in 4A. In District 1, Waukee and Johnston. District 2, Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial. District 3, Ankeny and Lewis Central. District 4, West Des Moines Valley and Southeast Polk. District 5, Cedar Rapids, Washington and Waterloo West. District 6, North Scott and Western Dubuque. District 7, Bettendorf and Iowa City High. And in District 8, Cedar Rapids Prairie and Iowa City West. Lewis Central had everything fall into place for them last night as well as they picked up a win over Des Moines North and then had Urbandale lose as well to help them get into the postseason. So that's a rundown of all your qualifiers. Once again, the actual pairings and brackets will be announced later this morning at 10 o'clock. In other sporting news, the New York Giants signed free agent kicker Robbie Gould in advance of Sunday's game against the Rams in London. Gould could have the job for a while. The league has placed kicker Josh Brown on paid leave while it looks into his alleged acts of domestic violence. He's now on the league's exempt list after police released emails and journal entries in which he admits physically abusing his ex-wife. The Giants left Brown behind when they left for London. The National League Championship Series will resume tonight as Game 6 is this evening in Chicago at Wrigley Field. Clayton Kershaw will take the mound for the LA Dodgers. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Chicago Cubs as the Cubs can clinch and head to the World Series. And, of course, the Indians are awaiting whoever that winner will be. The World Series will start on Tuesday in Cleveland as they'll host the first 2 games. Also coming up later this morning, the Iowa Hawkeyes will get ready to take on a Big Ten West Division foe and rival Wisconsin over at Kinnick Stadium. Big game there for those 2 teams. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff. We'll have it here for you on the Hawkeye Radio Network. That's a look at sports. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.